we got sidetracked, but I think a good sidetrack, more of a sidebar perhaps in the conversation about this with the helmet. And to start from the beginning on that, because I think where we all are is where you started off, which is wanting to know, wanting to see something. So many of us want to, and not everybody has.
Right. Well, the helmet is... okay, I need to step back for just a second. I guess I should explain that it's very common. Ghost hunting societies often carry EMF meters.
Right.
And it's thought that when your EMF meter goes up, there's a ghost presence, okay? And I actually called up the makers of this, and I said, they actually advertise it this way. I mean, it's advertised. They sell certain models for, you know, electrical professionals to use, but there is a model they sell for ghost hunting. And I called up and I said, why do you believe that this device can detect ghosts? What is your evidence? And he said, well, you know, I think it's because people would notice when they felt a chill or they felt a presence, there'd be a jump in the EMF meter, and so somebody must have just assumed that that means, you know, that there's a ghost. But Persinger is interesting because he takes the ghost out of the equation and just says, let's look at what EMFs do to people. And he exposes people's brains to these complex electromagnetic fields and gets some weird effects. And that's what I was up there doing.
Okay,
that's the background.
So he gives you permission to come and try the helmet.
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
Explain the title of the helmet.
The title of it?
Yeah. What's it called?
God, it's just the helmet.
It's like the Skidoo. What was
that? Oh, yeah. I called it it's a solenoid bedecked. That was just my beautiful command of the language.
Okay. Solenoid bedecked Skidoo helmet.
It was the solenoid bedecked Skidoo helmet.
All right.
So it's homemade. He's made it. And, I mean, he's a professor. He publishes in legitimate journals. He's not a wingnut.
Okay.
Not a total wingnut, though he does always wear a three-piece suit, apparently, even when he mows his lawn. This is the rumor.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
You've just entered into wingnut. If you're mowing the lawn in a three-piece suit, that's your neighbor.
Yeah.
It's charming, but that gets a little weird.
But
So he's always dressed in a three-piece suit.
Well, this is what my cab driver told me this on the way over. I said, oh, I'm over to see Dr. Persinger. And he said, oh, I went to Laurentian University. Yeah, he's an interesting man. I hear he mows his lawn in a three-piece suit. I thought, yeah, right. So then I'm sitting waiting for him, and the door opens, and here's the man in the three. Not only is it three pieces, it's pinstripe with a watch fob. He's probably listening.
Well, good.
Yeah.
And it's a good look for him. I mean,
it is a good look. He's very
dapper. It's good branding, as they say.
You know?
So
he gets to wear the three-piece suit with the watch fob, and I've got to wear the Skidoo helmet with the dorky thing sticking out.
Right.
Yeah.
So
okay. So he puts you in the this happens to me. I did a telepathy. I was a telepathy subject once and up at the late Robert Morris's lab. And you know, I'm just not a good subject. I'm not they'll always say, "Okay, there's a tape recorder rolling. Tell me everything you're seeing, feeling, hearing." And then he'll say, okay, and he'll shut the door. And in both cases, you know, I sat there silently so long that they thought I was asleep. Mary? Mary, are you awake? Because, I read transcripts of other subjects, and they're,
right.
You know, there's lights flashing, and there's, you know, weird feelings, and someone's pulling my leg and bending it up the wall, and all this stuff is going on. And me, I'm just sitting there thinking, got something stuck in my teeth.
Yeah.
How long have I been in here? Okay, try harder, try harder. Clear your mind. So.
Do you think it's prejudice somehow that you're...
No, you know what he said, because he gave me a whole battery of personality inventories before I went in.
Right.
And he said that I am what you would call a least responder.
Okay, that's a nice way of saying what?
That's a nice way of saying I'm someone who I'm left hemispherically dominant.
Okay.
And so I'm the sort of person who's not constitutionally inclined to have these experiences, according to him.
But all the more interesting then that you do on occasion.
I do on occasion. Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
All right, so despite that lack of predisposition.
Right. Towards the end of the session, one of the sessions, he did a couple things with me. But I heard, the sound that a police car makes when they want you to pull over, that whoop, whoop, whoop thing?
Right.
I heard that, and, I didn't really think that much of it. And when he came in and he was asking me questions, I just said, did you hear that? Did you hear the siren? And he said, Mary, this is a soundproof room. There is no siren. There was no siren in here or outside. But if there was a siren outside, you wouldn't have heard it. So that was a little weird.
Yeah, it is.